Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find out what matters to you, so you can do more of it. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
All right, welcome into Off the Radar here on 365 Sports. And you had a note, Paul, that I think you want to pass that along about the coaching hire, not the one that we were just talking about.
No, no.
Although that would have been great timing.
But I did just throw out, like, DePaul, you need a coach, a mid-major program, we'll hire Mike Boynton. Well, they were well ahead of me in hiring their coach. It's not going to be Mike Boynton. It is Chris Holtmann, who just got fired at Ohio State, is now on his way to DePaul in Chicago, which has had some nice basketball runs in the past. There you go. So Chris Holtmann is at DePaul.
So there you have that, and that is one job that is now filled up. And wanted to get into a little bit of NFL free agency here, as Paul has been growing impatient, like a lot of Cowboys fans, with a lack of free agency activity. And it's understandable, because the Cowboys were not making big moves as the free agency period kicked off. And in fact, we're watching as the Eagles and the Commanders and the Giants, all teams within their own division, started to make big time moves. And now that's changed a little bit. We're starting to get a little bit of activity from those good old Dallas Cowboys, Paul, as a couple of free agents have now signed. And one of those was a guy that was expected to be headed elsewhere, but linebacker Eric Kendricks is now a member of the Dallas Cowboys. Originally had agreed to another deal, but reverses course. And so we were talking about linebacker yesterday, and we're talking about the Commanders picking up Bobby Wagner, and why didn't Dallas kick the tires, or did they kick the tires, or what was the deal with that? Well, Eric Kendricks, how are you feeling about the Cowboys getting on the board in free agency?
I like that. I like that hire. He knows Mike Zimmer's defense, so I think they still need to add one more veteran at that position, quite honestly. Look, and I'm interested to see DeMone Clark maybe improve under a different system. Marquise Bell probably moves back to safety, because I don't think they're going to bring back Jayron Kearse, because they have some depth at that position now through the draft. They also re-signed Jordan Lewis, who had a really good season last year, 1-year deal. So that's good. You know, like they've, it's fine. I just, like, the big stress is that I don't want them to make 5 huge moves. I think that's kind of silly. But they do have some gaps, and they need to be more aggressive than they have been, and maybe make 1 big move, somebody who can help get you over the top. And because they don't have a, like, they don't have a whole lot of draft picks. They don't have a 4th round pick. They have a late 5th round pick. So, most of their picks are in the 7th round, to be quite honest with you. So,
Guys who aren't likely to make the team.
Yeah. So, if they get a 5th round guy that's going to wind up starting for them, great. That would be a real diamond in the rough. But honestly, what you can kind of count on is 1st and 2nd round guys starting, 3rd round guys, not necessarily, but you want your 1st rounder to be able to start and maybe your 2nd rounder, but, you know, we'll see. I just think that they've got problems that need to be filled through free agency, and the draft is going to have to be maybe a more developmental thing.
Yeah, so I just I was looking around for a bundle of headlines or just off the cuff stories, off the radar stories, obviously, and didn't really have a lot of that that was really tickling my fancy too much. Like the other day, we talked a bit about the boxing super fights that are the side shows. You know, like Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson, and we dabbled in a little bit of that. But I want to just focus on the Cowboys here, and I want to give credit to Bob Sturm at the Ticket in Dallas, because I was driving home the other day, and he was doing a similar exercise. And so it's not like some brand-new idea that nobody's ever heard of, reading names off of a list, but it just inspired me to do this with you, knowing that it was just going to be us two today, because you have been so vocal in your displeasure of the Dallas Cowboys and their free agent signing. So I wanted to start off and just go over the list of free agents. Let's see how really bad this is, or whether it's been a little bit blown out of proportion for the last 5 years, shall we? So I'm going to start off with 2020, so it's not quite 5 years. I'll go back to 2019, depending on time here, but I wanted to just at least get like a 4-year stretch in here. So 2020, you're dealing with COVID. Let's keep that in mind. So there was that was a part of what was otherwise would become a very interesting year in sports. But do you remember who their big signee was in 2020, their biggest free agent signing?
It was a safety. He got cut before the season started.
No.
Okay.
It was Gerald McCoy.
Oh, yeah.
Never end up playing for them. He was their biggest free agent signing. 3 years, $18.3 million. That was their big splash, and he went on to do what for the Dallas Cowboys?
Nada.
Not a dadgum thing because of injury, and just never got into playing for the Cowboys, and so he was their big signee.
Was he a COVID opt-out, too?
Andrew Billings was. I remember that. Yeah. I don't remember about Gerald McCoy exactly. He might have been. I know that when – I remember reading a lot about him and his family during the Oklahoma recruitment. He was an Oklahoma guy, but when Oklahoma was recruiting him, I remember reading a lot about how close he was to his mother, but that's the only thing that's tickling my brain when it comes to, like, off the field. I don't remember about the COVID part of that. But Gerald McCoy was their big 3-year, $18.3 million signee. Never ended up being a part of it at all. Greg Zuerlein was their second big free agent signee, Paul, from the Rams, the kicker, a 3-year, $7.5 million deal. Their third biggest free agent signing in 2020, Everson Griffin from the Minnesota Vikings. Do you remember Everson Griffin's time in Dallas?
Very short, yeah.
Yeah, 1-year, $6 million deal. Ha-ha Clinton Dix. Didn't make the team. They signed him on a 1-year deal from the Chicago Bears, and I'll round it out with this, their fifth free agent signing, and they had others, but this one, I'm just for the sake of time here, Andy Dalton. They signed him from the Bengals, 1-year, $3 million deal. Well,
and they needed him that year because Dak broke his leg.
So Gerald McCoy, who doesn't end up playing, Greg Zuerlein, who's a kicker, Everson Griffin, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, Andy Dalton, that is not really great, is it? That is not the best, I guess, free agency moves they could have possibly made. So that's a year where you definitely feel like they're not really getting the best that they possibly could through free agency. Then you fast forward to 2021. Their biggest free agent signing that year was in-house. It was Jordan Lewis. They signed him to a three-year, $13.5 million deal. Any idea who their highest non-in-house signee was in the 2021 free agency period?
I should know this.
I don't know if you should or not. Okay. I don't think it's really all that well known, actually.
Yeah.
Terrell Basham.
Oh, yeah, Bash. Yeah.
Linebacker from the Jets. 2 years, $5.5 million. They signed Keanu Neal to a one-year deal.
Yeah.
They signed Kyron Brown, corner from the Jets, to a two-year, less than $2 million deal. And they signed defensive end Brent Urban from the Bears to a one-year, $1.7 million deal. Those were their top five free agent signings. So Brent that's Urban not is, great, guys, he's is what we're establishing.
Yeah, he's with the Ravens and just re-signed with them. He's a rotational player for them. So, yeah, but, yeah, other than, like, Keanu Neal, I think he's with the Bucks now. I don't know.
But as far as impact in Dallas, are you feeling like any of, like, the 10 names that I mentioned so far have done much of anything?
All stopgaps.
Yeah. So then 2022, the biggest signees, the top three biggest signees were all in-house. It was Dorrance Armstrong. Yeah. It was Jayron Kearse. Mm-hmm. And it was punter Brian Anger. Their biggest non-Dallas free agent signee, Dante Fowler Jr., a one-year, $3 million deal.
And they got a couple years out of him. Like, that was actually, that's not bad. Like, they got good production out of those
guys.
Was
a good one.
That was good. They got good
and
production.
And not splashy.
But again, a splash in addition to those guys maybe would have helped this team get over the top.
The second non-Dallas in-house signee, Anthony Barr, from the Minnesota Vikings, a one-year, $2 million deal.
Came in later because they needed a linebacker, yeah.
And then they re-signed Leighton Vander Esch. They re-signed Carlos Watkins. So, like, most of their deals that offseason were in-house guys. Mm-hmm. But you had Fowler Jr., you had Anthony Barr. Their third outside signee, James Washington, wide receiver, Pittsburgh Steelers, the Oklahoma State star.
Did nothing for them.
But it was built up. He was going to be like this next great receiver and did absolutely nothing for them. And then Ryan Nall, running back from the Chicago Bears, was their other signee.
Special teamer.
1 year, less than $1 million total to end up signing him. And then you get into this past year, 2023, you had a bunch of in-house signees, like a bunch of in-house. Donovan Wilson, Leighton Vander Esch, Cooper Rush, Dante Fowler again, Jonathan Hankins, C.J. Goodwin, Tack McKinley. Those are all in-house free agent signees. Do you know who their biggest, I guess, 2023 outside signee would have been? No way you know this.
No. The biggest one? Yeah, they did. I mean, they made trades. I mean, they like Gilmore and Cooks, but...
Yeah, but not free agents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trent Sieg, long snapper.
Who they just brought back.
From the Raiders, a one-year, $1.2 million deal. They signed tackle Chuma Edoga from the Falcons to a one-year deal. Ronald Jones, the running back from Kansas City, a one-year deal. Ben Bonagu, a one-year deal. Rico Dattle, a one-year deal. So that is your history of Cowboys free agency over the last 4 years or so. And I wanted to go back farther, but just didn't know for the lack of time here of how far we could go back. But I don't know. I think that's kind of proof positive that they still were able to make moves that through the draft and gain some stars that way. And through trades, I feel like is where their most valuable pieces have possibly come from, because based on free agency, what I laid out there, I do have to give you a little bit of credit when you were sort of semi-ranting the other day about the lackluster free agent signings and Dallas never does anything. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, man, they're a star-laden team. Like, I can list off, like, five stars off their team in the blink of an eye. But it's through the draft primarily and some of it through trade. But based on what I just read out there, I don't know a single name that I just mentioned that wasn't an in-house re-signee guy that is even – maybe even familiar to most people out there listening. Like, they've done a little to nothing, and I found that fascinating when I heard Bob kind of going over of, like, James Washington was supposed to be a big get, or any of the other names that I mentioned, many of them, Dante Fowler Jr., some who have made some impact, some who have made absolutely none at all. But, yeah, for all intents and purposes, they have signed in-house or gone through trade, but free agent, big fish, splashy signings, they have done nothing of the sort, really, throughout the last 5 years or so. Unless you want to count re-signing Dak Prescott, re-signing their own guys. But, yeah, they have not made a big splash in free agency. It feels like a while now.
I think it is a good plan to use most of your cap room retaining the guys who are good on your team.
Yes.
That is a very good plan. The thing is that you sometimes hit walls where you need someone else that's a big star to come in and – I don't know if they, like, if Jerry forgot that, like, a guy in the Ring of Honor, Charles Haley in the Hall of Fame, was someone who did that for them, that Deion Sanders was someone who did that for them, that flipped the NFC after their you know, back-to-back run was interrupted by the 49ers. Like, don't, like, that's the signing I'm talking about. Not signing 70 of them,
right,
but signing, like, go find your Charles Haley. Go find your Deion Sanders. Like, go make that, like, when there are guys that are just, like, they went out and got Terrell Owens, like, really helped them. Like, go do those things again. Nobody's saying to go get all of them. They've just overcorrected so much because they're so afraid of the salary cap. And no one else lives in the same kind of fear of it. Look, the Bills were $50 million over when
Chiefs
it started.
Just signed guys. Yeah. It's like, how do you possibly do that?
The Bills just now signed Curtis Samuel, someone who the Cowboys could have benefited from. 3 years, $30 million, $15 million guaranteed. That's a very reasonable contract. And Curtis Samuel's probably maybe a little under what he would get, because he has never once in his career played with a quarterback like Josh Allen. So he, like, that'll be way worth it after probably year one when he has a great year this year if he stays healthy. Like, those are things that they're just not doing that well, and they're going, okay, we need a defensive end, Everson Griffin. Okay, we need a linebacker, Anthony Barr. Like, do a little more work on this. Like, just get deeper.
Yeah, so I just wanted to take that trip down memory lane to really gauge. And there was a number of other, like, you know, their 1 year, 750. I mean, people that not worth mentioning. So I try to save kind of like the top five over the last four or five seasons. And that's what it looks like. I mean, some names that are somewhat familiar, but nothing in terms of big splash. Again, that mostly coming through re-signing their own stars that were homegrown. And that's what we'll continue to see them do. They got to pay CeeDee Lamb here pretty soon. They got to pay Micah Parsons, right? They've got to pay, I guess, who else would be coming up in line? I mean, we know Dak's forever getting renegotiated because that's
Dak,
like
CD, Micah, Tyler Smith eventually.
Okay, Tyler
you're
Smith.
Right. You know, so eventually there's going to be a day where Zach Martin is going right. to retire, right? You know,
but
so
they've been good about
Deron Bland. You know, like, yeah. If he continues the, if they have Deron Bland and Trayvon Diggs together for a little while, they're going to have to probably play Deron Bland. You know, the, like, if Mozzie Smith winds up being good, who knows? I mean, that, yeah. But they, like, right now, that's kind of who they're going to have coming up. You know, and they have a lot of holes. But yeah, I would say that the next one after that would be Tyler Smith. And then the rest is kind of interchangeable because Trayvon Diggs is already under contract. You know, Micah, CD, Dak, then probably Tyler Smith, and then maybe Deron Bland. Although that could be one that they just have to let go because you'd be spending a lot of money at one position here in a couple of years. But
yeah, well, I mean, if they want to sign a guy on the team, they're typically going to be able to do that. That's what history has proven. And that's you mean, every team has that advantage of being able to re-sign their own guys. But I don't know. I'll default to Paul's emotions earlier this week when getting fired up about Cowboys free agency, because I pushed back a little bit on it. But I was thinking more along the lines of, they have stars. Like, what do you mean they need more stars? They have stars. But when you start to actually go over the list and see what little they actually have done, when in my mind it's still burned in my brain that this is the team that went and got Deion, or this is the team that went and got Charles Haley, or this is the team
that... Been a long time ago,
yeah. That was 20-something years ago, yeah. And so it is a much different time, and I had to recorrect my brain and realize, oh, wow, they really haven't done much in free agency the last few years in just the true sense of free agency. So, yeah, that's why I wanted to go over those. And I'll just close it out here. Not much else today, but just a couple of other notes. For one, I know that there's, I guess, little murmurs all over social media, more of the playoff structure and all of that, I guess, is starting to come together. But there were just a couple of NFL notes, and that was Sam Howell, quarterback formerly of North Carolina and the Washington Commanders, is headed to the Seattle Seahawks in a trade there as Dan Quinn continues to retool the roster there up in D.C. under new ownership. And also wanted to make mention of the fact that Desmond Ridder, the former Cincinnati quarterback, obviously the Falcons go and they sign Kirk Cousins. Well, Desmond Ridder being traded to the Arizona Cardinals. So that is where the former Cincinnati Bearcat will now continue on his NFL career as, again, Kirk Cousins takes over. So there's a couple things off the radar.
Good stuff, Craig. Yeah, that Sam Howell, Geno Smith is the quarterback there, but I don't know how long that's really going to be. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Seahawks, and Emery's going to get Mike Casaza on the phone here in a second. But they Yeah, you might have to take it off of the roadcaster there, Emery, on the source. But yeah, they I would not be surprised to see them like draft like a Spencer Rattler or Michael Pratt or something like that, because you maybe have a developmental guy, or just kind of randomly, you know, maybe like they're like, you know what, we're going to take J.J. McCarthy or Michael Penix and go, this is our future here. So wouldn't surprise me, because they a whole new administration there. Well, not John Schneider, but a whole new coaching staff there in Seattle.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.